The Mommy Protocol by Max Harper. First published 2025. Copyright AB Discovery. Chapter 1. Week 2. I groan and try to hold back the tears. I fail, and one rolls silently down my cheek. I grimace as a hand stops what it's doing and wipes the tear away. I twitch at the touch. The hand returns to its task as I stare at the featureless off-white ceiling. I'm in hell. Every moment of my existence is torment and torture. I hear the scraping of wet fabric across plastic and recoil as the cold, damp cloth brushes my skin. A hand rests unmovable on my stomach, applying enough pressure for me to understand the warning. Fighting was not an option. I had learned that lesson. It took me a few tries, but the truth became inevitable. Resistance was futile. My ankles were grabbed and lifted, my toes coming into view. The hand on my stomach moved, and my hips rose off the table as fresh air cooled my sore backside. More tears rolled down my face. Tears of fear and memories of pain. Fabric pulled at my back, and something wet and heavy was dragged across what I lay on. My lower half was still in the air as the sound of rustling reached my ears. I didn't want to look. I never wanted to look, but I was compelled to. I had to know what fresh hell I would yet have to experience. I saw it waving about in the air, and I shook my head no. Every time I saw it, I had the same reaction, and every time it happened, I cried. I tracked it with my eyes, blurry from the tears, as it was expertly spun around and slid under me. Please, I plead as my hips lower onto it. No more? Please. My pleas are ignored, just as they have always been. Doesn't stop me from trying. It's the only resistance that is tolerated, but never for long. The hand returns to my stomach as a white bottle moves across my line of sight. The cap is open, it's always open, and it is tipped upside down, with white, silky dust falling from it and onto me. It's shaken once, then twice, before it's squeezed, shooting a stream of dust onto me. The bottle is set down, and there is a tug at my knee. I resist, as futile as I know it to be. I won't let this happen to me willingly. I can't. The hand on my stomach moves to my other knee as expected, and with overwhelming force, my legs are spread. And by overwhelming force, I mean truly overwhelming. As hard as I try to clamp my legs together, they are steadily pushed open, as if my efforts are meaningless. I relent, and the tears flow freely down my face. The muscles in my legs are burning from exertion, and one of the hands begins to brush the powder across my skin. Its touches are unsteady and gentle, a far cry from where they were when all of this started. I know that there isn't much more left. Only the last, sealing bit as the torture inexorably continued. From between my legs, something soft and covered in powder is pulled up and laid across my pelvis. A hand holds it in place as the other pulls back on adhesive strips, applying them one at a time to the plastic material, pressing firmly to ensure a good grip. There were two on each side, and the hand moved from my left to right across the top, then the bottom, and at long last, it was over. I lay there sobbing quietly to myself. I hated everything about what just happened to me. I hated that there was nothing I could have done to prevent it. I hated that I was so weak. So helpless.